Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bug Man.
The Bugman. All right. Bugman, I believe you have the question today.
Yep. So we were driving up earlier today to your house to do the show.
Yeah.
And it hit me. We know a nurse practitioner that has a doctor's office.
Okay.
That shares, it's in the same building as a gas station.
A gas station.
A gas station. Like, no, like where you go to get gas.
Yeah.
You walk, so you're at the front door of the gas station, you walk 30 feet down the sidewalk, and you walk into her, into her clinic.
So one door, you got this kid skateboarding in, wearing like Osiris shoes on a birdhouse skateboard, and he's got like headphones, he's listening to Slayer, and he slides right into the front door of the gas station to go to work.
Yep.
Other side, you got this corporate looking,
exactly,
like fully lab coated dude walking in.
Fully trained, glasses, has
doctorate degrees.
Medical training.
Out the wazoo.
Yes.
Same building.
Same building.
Like 10 feet from each other.
Exactly. Like if I, am in a, involved in a mugging, or the store gets robbed and I get injured, no hurry. No hurry for the ambulance or anything. I'll just walk right over here.
Right.
Right into the doc. And and that's what got me to thinking, what is the best place for a doctor's office? Because obviously you go to most towns and they have these, I don't even know what you'd call it, but you know, you have the hospital on this side.
Like compounds.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole medical.
Exactly.
Park or facility
park,
or whatever.
Yeah, park's a good word. Like if I'm looking for a doctor, odds are I can go down this one street and you'll have the eye doctor,
clinics,
the heart
everywhere.
Doctor, clinics everywhere.
Yeah.
And honestly.
Usually a hospital nearby.
Usually the hospital's right there.
But a gas station.
And it kind of makes sense. Like, if I'm honestly, if I'm thinking about it, why would your eye doctor clinic want to be right down the road from another, you know, optometrist clinic? Why wouldn't you? So if something, so say I run a daycare center. Like, my wife works with children. And there for the first couple of years that she worked with them, she was always sick. And I know you can attest to daycares.
Yeah, daycares are crazy.
Well,
I mean, they did the people that work in there, look, they do what they can.
Yeah.
You try to keep everything disinfected. Right. Kids are disgusting.
Kids are nasty.
They're nasty, dude. They will lick their finger, stick it in their friend's ear, and then another friend licks the finger and then and like spits in the other kid's eye, and then that kid digs in his eye and sticks it in his nose or something. And you just got germ sharing everywhere.
So why wouldn't you have a doctor's office just right around the corner or right next door to every daycare center?
There should be.
On the planet.
There should be a disinfectant factory.
Exactly.
On one side, and then a doctor's office on the other.
Yeah.
Because all they do is share germs all day long.
Exactly.
Like, it makes sense there, but like okay, so what why do you think they put this doctor's office in next to a gas station? Like, what do you think the logic was going in there?
Well, I
got a couple ideas.
I can't know for sure, but I know I've seen some pretty sketchy things happen at gas station. We had one where I was growing up. We had one right down the road. And you could see blood stains on the parking lot, and people were like, we've talked about it before. You can look on YouTube where somebody's pumping gas and just explodes in
bursts
flames,
bursts into flames, spontaneously combust.
Exactly. How easy would it be that once that happens, or you get stabbed, or you fall in the parking lot, or whatever, you can just hop, skip, jump right over?
Well, you
to
know,
the-
look, I mean, doctor's offices, I kind of had to grow into this idea. I didn't realize this when I was a kid, but like, a doctor's office is just as much a business as a gas station
exactly.
is. And you know, why did they put the gas station there? Okay, they put the gas station where it is because there's not any other gas stations around that area.
Right.
And there's a lot of customers that need to fuel up right there.
That can just pull right in.
Yeah.
And
so it's a good place for a gas station because they know they're going to get a lot of traffic in there.
Exactly.
Why would a gas station not be a good place for a doctor's office
when
people are bursting into flames, people are getting stabbed or whatnot,
right.
you know, drug deals are going bad outside of gas stations and whatnot. you know, like all kinds of people are like, you know, people will go in there and bust a Slurpee machine and like Slurpee mess going everywhere. Folks are slipping, cracking their skull.
Right.
And all that. And then just, have you ever been in a gas station bathroom?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I have contracted deathly diseases just walking in that place.
So you're
like, I have been in gas station bathrooms where I have wanted to go to the doctor's office immediately after walking out. It only makes sense that you would do that.
Or you get one of those gas station Crispitos that we've all had.
Yeah, not to mention all the food, like all the wonderful cuisine that you get from a gas station.
It's a perfect idea.
Like everything that you buy out of a gas station, all the food, anyway, like the food that they make there, not like the Snicker bars, but like all the fried junk, the sushi, all of that should come with a matching prescription of medicine or whatever. Like you get your sushi plus you get this pill because you're going to need it.
And a Surgeon General's warning on
at
each
the very
package.
Least, there should be a doctor standing behind the counter at every gas station writing scripts for every single thing and all the food.
So it makes a lot of sense. You know, it's a perfect idea.
Yeah, dude. There's a lot of traffic, a lot of business going through.
Yeah. And like I said, you're at your daycare center, you're a kid. I mean, who knows what? Has a cough, has a fever, gets a sunburn, whatever. You just hop right on
it's
over.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
When I drop my kid off, I want to go to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Because, you know what happens? The kids don't care. The kids are like, take me with you. You know, because it's not, and this is every daycare. It's not like one daycare is bad. Yeah. It's like every single daycare. The kids, you get in there like crying. They're like, are you her dad? Can you be my dad? Can I come with you? You know, and they're running up to you and they hug your leg or whatever, and they're wiping their snot all over you or whatever, and they're drooling everywhere.
Yeah.
This is why you don't have kids.
Oh, man, we do not.
Yeah,
we
you know, you get the germs and I feel sorry for all the teachers because they're just constantly getting in on all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so like but I do have another place.
Okay. Yeah. Give me another example.
I got another place where I think it'd be a good idea to have I'm just thinking about places where, you know, people get injured a lot.
Right.
Okay. Now, how many GIFs have you seen of some dork nearly breaking his neck on a diving board?
Oh, yeah.
At the pool.
Yes, right. At the pool.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's not, look, all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
All shapes and sizes.
Exactly.
Okay. There's not just, it's not just the big dudes who are like breaking the board or falling weird. It's also the tiny guys that
are showing out for the pretty girl.
Yeah. They're trying to do that third flip and end up smacking the back of their head on the board or something like that.
Exactly.
So I think there should be a doctor's office at the bottom of every public swimming pool.
Like they float, they're slowly floating down
underneath,
in the water.
Yeah, underneath the diving board.
Yep.
This deals with a whole lot of lifeguard issues, by the way. They don't have to dive as much because he'll make it.
Yep.
You know, if he's dead, he'll, you know, whatever. He'll go straight down. There can be a coroner's office or something connected to the doctor's office.
Hopefully they don't die. Hopefully no one's dying.
If the dude can't make it back up, here's what happens.
Yeah.
You you're going down, and then like a compartment opens up. You go in there.
Yep.
Door closes above you.
Yep.
Water drains out. And then the door under you opens and you just fall onto a doctor's bed.
Yeah. You're just there.
And the dude, like, first he clears you for, you know, the malaria and the hepatitis C
that you caught from the public, the public pool.
Exactly. The Ebola that you caught from the public pool because of all the people swimming around in that thing.
Golly.
And like, he, you know, whatever. He takes care of all that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, what were you trying to do? And you're like, I was trying to do a gainer, man. I was doing a spin move, bro. Something like that.
Yeah.
Showing off some idiot. Or just some dork was like, I just tried to get on the diving board and slipped.
Just slipped and fell.
You know? Like that so much business at the bottom of a pool for a doctor.
Yep, exactly.
Just makes sense to me.
It makes total sense. You just stand there and wait for the next one to fall right
into
your lap.
Like I said, if they die, coroner's office.
Oh, boy.
Just right next door.
Just right next
door.
Ship
them out.
Oh, boy.
Ship them out. Or do a Vikings service where you just like let them float on the public pool water. Listen, a dead person floating on the top of the public pool water is not any less diseaseful or whatever than what is already in that water.
All right?
It's actually
gosh.
More dangerous for the dead body to be on the... Like, for the dead body. The dead body is now in danger.
Sure.
Because of the disease that will eat that body.
Sure. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I think that's all we can say, that there's a lot... So the question is, where is the best place to put a doctor's office?
We need to start thinking outside the hospital, outside the compound,
the medical parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be so many more places.
This dude, whoever this guy is that put it in the gas station,
yep,
he's got it figured out. The innovator.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, people thought he was crazy.
No.
Okay, yep, and now exactly. He's making bank off the back of, of knives being stabbed into people at weird times. Crispito eating fools. Yep, and
exactly.
It just makes sense.
Exactly
it
right.
Makes so much sense. All right, well, look, if you are a doctor, okay, if you're a doctor, you know, you're getting out of medical school, you've been there 8, 12 years, however long, if you're a heart surgeon or something like that,
mm-hmm.
You know, truly an educated person, and you're thinking, I want to start my own clinic, this is the episode for you. This is the show.
Exactly.
So if you just listen to our advice, hospitals are for normies, okay? Don't go to a hospital. Yep. That's where those regular folk go.
Yep.
They don't know anything. They're just following the rules. Yep. You got to break the rules to get ahead. So look, if you're a doctor and you're going to start your own clinic, start thinking about gas stations. Start thinking about daycares. Start thinking about the bottom of the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. Start thinking of unconventional places that a doctor's office ought to be. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You will be the next gas station owning doctor.
Exactly.
Innovators.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Well, recommend this to your friends. Bring them our way.
Bring them our way.
As some guy in the Bugman figured things out, I'm some guy.
I'm the Bugman.